A reading from Romans, chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
For the past few Sundays, we've been thinking together about the doctrine of the Trinity. We started 3 weeks ago by looking at the four Gospels. If that was all you had to go off, you would meet a Jesus who is God. There is only one God, and yet the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are three distinct persons. Then we ask the question, how can there be three distinct persons and yet only one God rather than three gods? The first answer we gave 2 weeks ago was that the Father and the Son always work together. And then last time we looked at the way the Father comes first. Jesus is not a separate God. Instead, he is what his Father is. He does what his Father does. He rules the kingdom his Father rules. And so the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are united, one God rather than three gods. If you missed any of the previous weeks, let me encourage you to watch them. They're all available online, and then this material on the Trinity can be built up in layers for you. So far, we've mainly focused on God the Father and God the Son. And that's because, a little bit like learning to juggle, it's wise to start with two before you try to bring three into the mix. But this morning, I want to focus mainly on the work of the Holy Spirit. And in everything I say this morning, please remember, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He is always a he, never an it. And actually, we will see as we go this morning just how important that is. There are two main things I want to say to us this morning. The first thing to say is that the Spirit gives us the Son's love for his Father. The Spirit gives us the Son's love for his Father. So the Son, Jesus the Son, loves his Father. Here's John 14, verse 31. The world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded. And Jesus expresses his deep love for his Father most when he's full of the Holy Spirit. So in Luke chapter 10, verse 21, it says this, at that time Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. That's what the Spirit does for Jesus. He fills him with the overwhelming love for his Father that is his hallmark. And that then brings us to the Bible reading we had from Romans chapter 8. You see, just as Jesus, the Son, loves the Father, so when we are adopted as God's children, we too love our Father. And it is the Spirit's work to bring about that love for the Father within us. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. The Spirit gives us the Son's love for his Father. And second, the Spirit gives us the Father's love for the Son. The Spirit gives us the Father's love for the Son. Remember, a few weeks ago, we looked at the story of Jesus being baptized in Matthew chapter 3. And there, it was as the Spirit rested on Jesus like a dove coming down from heaven that a voice came from heaven, the Father's voice. "This is my Son, whom I love." You see, in the Spirit, we see the Father's love for his Son. And then what happens to us when God gives us his Spirit? Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says, "God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." God the Father loves his Son dearly, and then he pours his Holy Spirit into our hearts so that we love his Son, the Lord Jesus, dearly as well. And so it is that a deep love for the Lord Jesus is one of the main hallmarks of being a child of God. John chapter 8 is discussing with some people what it looks like to be a child of God and assessing the claim of the people talking to Jesus that they are true children of God. And Jesus says, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I've not come on my own. God sent me." If they really were children of God, if God the Father was their Father, you would see that in the way that they loved the Lord Jesus, his Son, because that's what the Father does. And if we are children, that is what we will do as well. So the Son loves the Father, and the Spirit works in us that same love for the Father. And the Father loves the Son, and the Spirit works in us that same love for the Lord Jesus, God the Son. It's so easy when we talk about God giving us his grace to think of grace as stuff, something impersonal that God gives to us, including some amazingly good things like God forgiving us our sins. But we think of that in a cold and impersonal way, as if he just transferred some money to our spiritual bank account to wipe out our spiritual debts. But it isn't that at all. It's personal. What God gives us is his Spirit. And remember, the Spirit is not an it. The Spirit is a he. God's grace is the gift of himself. The gift God gives us is himself, his Spirit. But even when we say that, it's possible to think of that as something static, as if God kind of plugs an electric current into us to make us come alive and empower us. But that could not be further from the truth. God is not static. The Spirit isn't some impersonal force. God is dynamic. God is alive. God is three persons in vivid communion. And so God gives us his Spirit so that we love the Father just like the Son does. God gives us the Spirit so that we love the Lord Jesus, his Son, just like God the Father does. God gives us his Spirit so that we love his people just like he does. I said the first week that the Trinity is not just something that is true, it is wonderful. Let's not have that wish for a simpler version of Christianity, where I follow Jesus, Jesus is God, and apart from the occasional sense of reluctant duty, we try to avoid thinking about the Trinity. It's an inconvenience. No, What we get here is a more beautiful view of God than that held out by any other religion. We have three persons in a dynamic, loving relationship, and then that God gives himself to us that we might be a part of his beautiful family. This is beautiful. It is wonderful. It is not dull at all. If you've enjoyed digging a little into the Trinity and would like to dig further, let me commend to you this book, The Good God, written by Mike Reeves. It's not a difficult read at all. It's only just over 100 pages. And he's got a very light touch style of writing, a great sense of humour, and yet takes you to some profound places, almost without you realising that you've gone there. Here's what Mike says at this point. What a life the Spirit gives. He gives us himself, opening up to us the lovely fellowship of Father, Son, and Spirit. And he wins our hearts to share their satisfaction and pleasure in each other. Who, knowing this, could ever prefer the cleaner, leaner idea of a single person God? For strip down God and make him lean, and you must strip down his salvation and make it mean. Instead of a life bursting with love, joy, and fellowship, all you will be left with is the watery gruel of religion. Instead of a loving father, a distant potentate. Instead of fellowship, contract. No security in the beloved Son. No heart change. No joy in God could that Spirit bring. Far, far from theological clutter, God's being Father, Son, and Spirit is just what makes the Christian life beautiful. The picture of the Trinity that we've had is a beautiful one. Our God is three persons in a dynamic, loving relationship who always work together. And what we've seen today is that when you become a Christian, God gives you the gift of his Spirit. He gives you himself so that you can share in the love that the three persons have for each other. Their love overflows to you, and their love overflows through you to other people.